What's up, everybody? It's Austin Rivers from the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a new year, and I have a new podcast here at The Ringer, Off Guard, hosted by me and my guy, Pasha Hagigi.
Austin and I go way back and talk so much hoop already that we figured it was time to fire up the mics and let you in on all of these conversations.
Every week, Pasha and I will hit on the biggest stories happening in the league
and get Austin's perspective of someone currently hooping in the NBA.
Tap into Off Guard every Friday on The Ringer NBA show feed on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Let's roll, baby. Final hit of the day. I mean, Raheem Palmer is well-rested. He's like a chiseled, well-oiled machine, ready to rock. I know he had a Philly pod, but like he's ready. Me, I'm running on fumes here in Arizona. The Ringer Gambling Show, we don't stop. Dream, you know, I did a podcast at midnight and was up at like 7 in the morning, bro. That's my life, man.
Yeah, I heard you. You did a Spotify Live last night, so you were grinding. I mean, look, hard work,
and we churn dedication, that bad boy prayers, out. And belief. There's no vacation, man. No days off. This is all business, maybe a little pleasure mixed in. But Kevin Durant, listen, I got to give you in-house credit because you guys mentioned the idea of grabbing the Phoenix Suns with them being linked, with them being rumored as a destination for KD. If you listen to East Coast Bias, Raheem, and you made that bet, you got a way better number than you're getting on Thursday afternoon, big boy.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, you look at the Phoenix Suns right now, they're down to plus 210 to win the Western Conference, and they're at plus 480 to win the NBA title. And you look at the fact that you got Kevin Durant, you got Chris Paul, you got Devin Booker, you have three of the premier mid-range shooters in the league. So when the game gets into crunch time, you got three guys who hit their own shot. Now, you lose a little bit of wing depth, but they were still able to keep DeAndre Ayton, so this is clearly a team that's one of the best in the Western Conference. And I don't know who's going to beat them other than Denver, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The one caveat to that, though, mm-hmm. Kevin Durant has not played with these guys at all.
Yeah.
And we have not really seen a situation like this, Raheem. You want to tell me maybe Durant's a better player all time than Clyde Drexler. The idea of Clyde going from Portland to Houston in the middle of a year, it jump-started that 95 team the year after the Rockets beat my beloved New York Knicks and they won an NBA title. There's really no example I can think of, though, where a guy has left of this magnitude mid-season and now has to basically, boom, get right in a rhythm, gain a rapport, gain a chemistry, and go and try and win a championship, dude. Like, we've seen in other sports, Raheem, like baseball, it's happened. I could give you examples, plenty. Basketball, it's tough to find
an example. I got an example for you.
Let me hear it.
The 2003-2004 Detroit Pistons, they traded for Rasheed Wallace at the deadline.
Good example.
Yeah, and it's so crazy because Rasheed Wallace actually got traded to Atlanta, played one game in Atlanta, then he got traded to Detroit. And you know, they won a championship that year, beating the Lakers.
That is a good example. Now, the one thing I'd say is Rasheed Wallace is not a guy that's going to be the total focal point of that team. He was a good player, One of my favorite players in NBA history over the last
probably
20
the biggest
years.
Underachiever ever, because he had all-star talent, but he didn't utilize it. And he was like kind of like the second or third option on those teams. So, yeah, I agree with you.
So I would be a little concerned about how this is going to work immediately in Phoenix. And, like, to me, if you're giving me Phoenix to go and make the West and win the West, I'm not taking it. I'm still sticking with my Denver Nuggets, Raheem. I'm still sticking with my Nuggets.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the one thing I will say is that Kevin Durant has always had the connection to Monty Williams. Like, I don't know if you remember, but Monty Williams was he's an associate head coach with the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2015-2016. And they have, like, the church connection. So I think the chemistry will be there. I mean, obviously, it's going to take some time. Kevin Durant is still hurt. Chris Paul's been a little banged up. And Devin Booker's coming back from the hamstring injury. So I actually think you're going to get a little, like, if you hadn't played it before when we said it on East Coast Bias, you probably shouldn't play it now, because I think, you know, this team's going to take their bumps and bruises. I think you'll be able to get better odds in the future. I agree with you. The Nuggets, to me, are the best team in the Western Conference. I do think the Clippers got a little bit better with some of the trades that they made. They got rid of Reggie Jackson. They brought in Plumlee. Like, I think they're going to be a little bit better, but I still think the Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference.
And for anybody who made Dallas futures bets after the Kyrie news, Raheem, not what you wanted to see, because, you know, now you look at the pecking order in the Western Conference. If I'm getting choice, and I'm not necessarily backing Phoenix to win the title or get to the West Finals, I'd rather take my chances with Phoenix, though, over Dallas any day of the week, dude. At least me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, like, the one thing about this Dallas Mavericks team, they're going to have a good offense, but they don't have any defense at all. I mean, I think they're going to have probably one of the best offenses that we've seen in the NBA with Kyrie and Luka, but the defense isn't there. The one team I actually want to talk about is the Golden State Warriors, because I feel like they made a drastic move today, getting rid of James Wiseman for those five second-round picks, and, you know, they shipped him off for Sadiq Bey. And then they brought back Gary Payton II. And then Gary Payton II was like a big key piece.
Oh, he played for them last year, Raheem. He played big minutes, had some big moments in the postseason. Excellent point.
Yeah, so it's like, I think you can't count this Warriors team out. They can just hold serve without Steph Curry. I know they've struggled on the road, but, you know, getting rid of Wiseman was, I mean, it was necessary. They needed to get rid of some of those younger guys and, you know, really add a veteran piece. I think it's unfortunate, because they could have just brought Gary Payton II back and then traded Wiseman for something. So, I don't know. They kind of cut off their nose despite their face, but at least they're making their rounds a little bit. So, but I agree with you. The Nuggets are the team.
Warriors at 15-1 to win the title is juicy, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
I mean, listen, I don't want them to win it, full disclosure. But, man, I'm getting that team with that pedigree at 15. Am I missing something there? Or is the odds makers, Raheem, taking into account, it's tough to repeat, the Curry injury, where they are in the standings at this point in time, that's got to be the reason you're getting 15-1 on Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, it's where they are in the standings. I mean, when you're looking at this team, they're ninth in the Western Conference, and Steph Curry is out for the foreseeable future. I mean, this team is... You know, they're going to have to win a play-in. They're going to have to win a play-in tournament in order to get into the postseason. So I think that's why it's so high. And then, you know, this is a team that struggles on the road. I mean, they're horrible on the road this season. It's probably one of the worst road teams that we've seen for a team with this level of pedigree. So it's 15-1 for a reason.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, my friend. We go from the NBA and all the craziness of the last 24 to 48 hours. It's Super Bowl time. And we've discussed this game ad nauseum. You know it and I know it. I feel like I'm like overwhelmed with all the props, the total, the side. I feel like I've talked this game through till I'm blue in the face. But now it's official time, Raheem. It's time to go on record. I'm going to start. I got cold feet.
You got cold feet.
I feel like I've been around it. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm around Arizona and everybody I talk to likes the Eagles. And you know how I feel about that. That scares the living daylights out of me, bro.
Wow.
That scares the shit out of me that everybody I'm talking to, I mean, the players I talk to, the media types I talk to, I like the Eagles. I'm like, I don't need to hear this right now. I don't want to know this. But I come to this simple fact. 1 through 53, they are the better team. My fear is they face very little adversity being down in the game. You know, I talked about that with their radio network voice, Ricky Ricardo. He brought that to my attention. So I'm worried if they fall behind in this game, how they handle it, how they respond. That reminds me of Carolina in 2015. But I got shades of 2020 with that pass rush, man. Hassan Reddick, Fletcher Cox, Eagle offensive line. Bro, I hate riding with the public, but I'm taking the Eagles and I'm laying the 1.5. I feel like you're going a different direction.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I think you said it. I mean, this Eagles team hasn't really faced any adversity and they haven't really gotten off game script. Like, I mean, I think we mentioned it before. When you look at this Eagles team, they are a team that is scoring on, like, what are they scoring? 63.2% of their opening drops. So they never really have had to play from behind. And I think when you go against Patrick Mahomes, he's going to put the pressure on you. So I like the Chiefs in this game. I just think this number is, not the right number. I mean, it's 1.5. I think it should be closer to a pick'em. So I'm going with the Chiefs. I think win this game.
All right. So you're on the Chiefs. I'm on the Eagles. As far as the total, are you feeling more or less confident than what you were a couple of days ago?
I think I'm still the same. I don't think anything's changed. I just think, you know, this line's going up to 51. I gave it out at 49.5. If you took it at 49.5, you already got the best of it. So I think you got to stick with that and just kind of hope it falls our way at this point. But I wouldn't recommend playing over 51. I mean, 51 obviously is a key number. I think you can play that up to 50.5. So if it comes down, you can play the over. But I'm sticking with my guns right now.
Listen, I like the sound of that. We're riding together on the over. And we do, let's be real about this, Raheem. We have a lot of unity with a lot of the props. We talked about it the other day on East Coast Bias. We're both in on Dallas Goedert. I felt like we had Pacheco a couple of different ways. Has your favorite prop changed since Tuesday or no?
My favorite prop hasn't changed since Tuesday, but I do have some other ones that I think, you know, we can kind of get into.
Let's hear it. I love hearing new props. I want to add to my card, please.
So the one prop that, you know, that really stands out to me is Quez Watkins under 1.5 receptions. I mean, when you look at his usage rate, I mean, it's tended going down. So I think you're going to see, like, to me, I just, like, in these Super Bowls, you tend to see these teams go to their stars. So I think you could pull that one. I think it's minus 175 on FanDuel. I think you can safely take that.
You know, I've had a hard time, Raheem, with a lot of the props from a Kansas City perspective. And maybe you're in the same boat, maybe you're not. Because Mahomes does such a great job of spreading the ball around. Like, they're not the same Kansas City team that they were a couple of years ago, where you knew Tyreek was getting his, you knew Travis Kelce was getting his, and then you kind of had to figure out the rest.
Yeah.
Outside of Kelce, dude, where's the ball going? Like, with any of these receivers, people have asked me, they're like, do you want to get on Juju? Do you want to get on Valdez Scantling? Do you want to get on this guy? I'm like, dude, I don't know who Mahomes' flavor of the month is going to be in this game. Have you had a hard time with that with the Kansas City receivers?
Yeah, I think this one is tough. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you saw the game that Marquez Valdez Scantling had in the AFC Championship game. And you kind of just know that somebody's going to have a big game, but it's a matter of figuring out who. So I haven't quite figured it out yet. I don't know. Maybe, you know, one thing I saw suggested is that maybe that you go with alternate receiving yards for a lot of the Chiefs receivers and get plus money on them. I did see somebody doing that.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot, Raheem Palmer. So listen,
yeah, because if you think about it, like, if he's going to go to one guy, he has a good matchup. He's probably going to go to them over and over again. And you saw that last week with Scantling. So it's possible for that to happen again.
Buddy, this has been so much fun, man. You got to give me any other props that you like between now and Sunday. I expect them fired in the East Coast Bias group chat. I am out in the state of Arizona. I already am way too invested. The over reception with Smith. We're on Dallas Goedert. We got the tight end to score first. Great Scott at 550 for a lot of my props for him, a plus money. And dude, I got to get you to bet the coin toss. You going to do it?
No, there's no way I'm doing it. I can bet. I love you guys, but there's no way I can lay juice on a coin toss. I mean, like, I think if there's anything, I'll bet anything else but that. That's the only thing I won't bet.
All right, so Anthem, if you could get some side props on Rihanna, you're going to do that, but no coin toss for you.
Yeah, no coin toss. I mean, because at the end of the day, you're laying, I think FanDuel has it at -105. I mean, like, it's a 50% chance it's going to land on heads or tails, and you're laying juice. So I can't do it.
Well, you know what we got to do? We got to find a buddy and just bet the coin toss with our respective buddy and save the big, you know?
Yeah.
And take it in even money. We may have to do that. Listen, buddy, it's been a ton of fun. We'll turn it right into NBA. I know I got you into college basketball betting now. Nice hit on Syracuse last night, by the way.
Yeah, you definitely got me into college basketball. I think we're going to talk some college basketball in a couple weeks. I'm excited for March Madness, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's
Syracuse. How can you not be? It's the best sporting event of the year. And I love football, and I love baseball, and I love everything. There's nothing like those couple of days in March. And Raheem, college basketball, in and out in 2 hours, baby.
Oh, without a doubt. Before we go, just some advice for everybody. If you're looking for some unders, wait till game time. I mean, the public always likes to play these overs on these props, so there's going to be a lot of value on playing the unders around game time. There is some sharp money on Kenneth Gainwell under 19.5 rushing yards.
I like that.
The one thing that you're seeing is
so you're
is
telling
that,
me I should wait on that, Raheem, because I like Gainwell as an under because he's had a lot of garbage time production the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
You're telling me I'm making that bet. Don't make it until Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's some sharp money on. I think there's some sharp money on that because, I mean, we're expecting Miles Sanders to have a big game. I expect Miles Sanders to be the leading rusher. I think his yardage went up from 55.5 to about 61. So if Miles Sanders is getting more touches, you're going to see less touches for Gainwell. So I think those are correlated. I think we gave out the Miles Sanders one the other day, but I think go under Gainwell in this matchup. But for in general, a lot of the unders, you can wait towards game time, wait for the public to bet it up, and then, you know, find that value in the under.
Raheem Palmer, love you, buddy. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll chat next week. May the best man win.
No doubt.
That's Raheem Palmer, JJ signing off. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Good work, Stephon. Crazy day. You don't sleep around here. Be good, everybody.